New evidence suggests Vice President Dick Cheney's office may have had a veto power over Halliburton's contract with the Pentagon to help rebuild Iraq. A Democratic congressman says that's what a Pentagon official has told congressional investigators. Dick Cheney was CEO of Halliburton before joining the Bush presidential campaign in 2000. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Of the several contracts that Halliburton has in Iraq, this controversy involves just one, the mission to rebuild Iraq's oil industry. The contract was awarded in two stages. Before the war began, the Army asked Halliburton to develop a plan for the reconstruction. 4 months later, it authorized Halliburton to do the actual work. The spending ceiling is $7 billion. No competitors were invited to bid on either stage. Vice President Cheney has always denied any improper contacts with his old company. Here's what he said last September on NBC's Meet the Press.
Nobody has produced one single shred of evidence that there's anything wrong or inappropriate here. Nothing but innuendo and basically political cheap shots, I guess, is the way I would describe it. I don't know any of the details of the contract because I deliberately stay away from any information on that.
But now, Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman says he's got some evidence. It's based on statements that a Pentagon political appointee, Michael Mobbs, gave to congressional committee staff in a closed-door session last week. According to Waxman, Mobbs recounted a meeting in October 2002 with high-ranking administration officials.
He went to the political people, including the vice president's chief of staff, to see whether there was any objection to Halliburton getting this contract. He told them there were three other companies that could do the work, Halliburton, Bechtel, and Fluor, but he never gave Bechtel or Fluor the opportunities to submit proposals, and this was approved by the political people.
Waxman is the ranking Democrat on the House Government Reform Committee. It holds a hearing tomorrow on Iraqi reconstruction contracts. Committee Republicans say they also heard Mobbs' account and concluded that Cheney's office exerted no influence or pressure for the contract. A Bush administration official says Waxman is making a big leap in saying Cheney's chief of staff's presence at the meeting automatically means influence was exerted. Stephen Schooner isn't so sure about that. He's a former Clinton administration appointee, but also a career specialist in contracting law. Now he teaches at George Washington University's law school. He says he started as a Halliburton scandal skeptic, but Waxman's letter raises new questions. Schooner says it would be one thing if Cheney's office simply got a courtesy notification that the contract was about to be announced.
But if, in fact, the vice president's office had the authority to say no if they didn't like the decision, that suggests that the contracting officer's authority is not really unfettered, but in fact rather illusory.
And at least based on Waxman's account, Schooner says that appears to be the case. Waxman's letter also appears to contradict another long-held position of the administration, that political appointees leave the contracting decisions to contracting professionals. Waxman says Mobbs stated flatly that political officials decided on the Halliburton contract and that an Army contracting lawyer who questioned the arrangement was overruled. Questions about the Cheney-Halliburton connection have continued with a steady drip, drip, drip ever since the Bush administration took office. Waxman wants an aggressive investigation of this one. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.